Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Teleseminar Series. Annie Jennings PR is a strategic marketing and publicity firm that offers advanced branding, publicity, and marketing services to clients. Annie Jennings PR helps clients achieve their optimal levels of success using media outreach and develops messages for clients, packages, and expands individuals, corporations, authors, and experts. Annie Jennings PR is well known for advising clients on exactly how to use their marketing dollars for optimal impact given their personal and professional set of circumstances. Annie Jennings also offers the pay-for-placement publicity strategy that allows clients to access the specific media exposure required by their marketing strategy without the high cost of monthly retainers. Annie Jennings has been an invited guest lecturer at the Harvard Club of Boston, New York University's publishing program, and for the American Society of Journalists and Authors. She's the premier publicity expert in the country, with her knowledge sought out by professionals and organizations everywhere, as well as the media, including AOL.com, TheStreet.com, Us Weekly, and leading business magazine Fast Company, who says that Annie Jennings PR is the place to go to learn how to become a best-selling author. And Annie, thank you so much for all you do for your community.
Well, thank you, Stacey. It's so wonderful to welcome in the new year for those of you listening on the recording. Hey, this is the first teleseminar of the new year, and we are very excited. We're jazzed. We're ready to go. This is going to be a terrific year. The teleseminar today is based in our real-life stories of our clients, our everyday clients. And what I really like most about these stories is these are everyday people just like you listening. Now, before I go any further, I just want to go backtrack, introduce Stacey. Stacey's my co-host today. She's a national publicist here at Annie Jennings PR. She has mega years of experience, and she's on the front lines. So you want to know who's talking to the producers that are actually booking the shows you're going to watch on TV tonight? It's Stacey. She's booking these shows. We're packaging, developing our clients. We're getting them ready right now to appear on the nationals later today. So that's how close we are. We're very close to the process. We're booking our experts on the air. Now, we're going to go over some of the myths, too, because that's going to be important towards the end, because we have a lot of success stories today, and these are real-life success stories, all right, of my very successful, wildly successful authors and experts. And the nice part about it is this is only a sampling of their successes, and we're going to give you the nine common characteristics and traits that are average Joe experts, and there's average Janes in there too, but I called them average Joes because these are people just like you. We believe that everyone can achieve success, everyone can live the life of their dreams. You simply have to be in the strategy that is designed to bring you to the outcome, your intended outcome. So you absolutely have to think about, how am I going to get to where I want to go? We've developed publicity strategies here where we know the outcome. We know the outcome of certain publicity placements. Those outcomes can then be leveraged into money. And there's nothing wrong with making money. Our eye is always, always on the money in terms of how can our clients empower themselves to make money. All right, so they can be leveraged into money. They can be leveraged into new clients, of course. Why not? New opportunities. Yeah, that's what we do every day. And new ways to empower yourself and others. You can share your message with millions. So you see how it's such a great strategy to be in, because you're helping yourself, you're helping others, and it results in a very satisfying, rewarding life. And that's what's so good about the way that we do business, in that we keep our eye on the important things and bring you a well-rounded, nice, well-rounded life experience. Part of the reason that people really get jazzed over their lives is because they get a chance to express themselves, to expand themselves, to experience the success they always knew they had in them. Now, I don't think there's a person listening right now that didn't feel that they were born for some type of greatness. You know that little inkling feeling, Stacey, where you feel like you're just, you know, you have a purpose. You have a destiny. You know something is going to happen in your life, you know, that's meaningful, that's going to set you apart. We all feel that way. Everyone feels that way. It's natural to feel that way. Well, it's true. And through the expansion process we do here at Annie Jennings PR, you get to tap into your destiny. Tap into, this is why I knew I was great. I knew I was this good. I knew I had this talent. I knew I could contribute. But they just didn't know how to find it before. You see, I'll tell you right now, I have the blink factor. And I have so much experience in this industry, and I love what I do every day, that I can take a look at a client, an author, an expert, you know, check out your message. I can basically glance, I can tell you a path that really makes sense for you, that will bring you to your levels of greatness that you know are in your heart. It's not just about business success, although that's important, because we all have families, and the bills do come in. Let me tell you, everyone knows I've got the 5 kids, and the bills do come in, especially if you have girls, people. You know, as they get older, it gets very expensive. So you have to be able to build a strong, powerful business that allows you to meet the requirements of your life, the requirements of your family, allows you to take care of your business, you know, your family, and in a way that you really have always dreamed of, that you could do for them. But you also have to take care of yourself and achieve the life of your dreams. We have this amazing strategy, and our regular clients are doing it. Regular clients just like you are achieving unprecedented levels of success for them. They never thought they could do this. They never knew they were this good. I always knew they were this good, though. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about them today, the real-life stories that prove our publicity strategy is very, very strong. Again, it's based in frontline evidence. That's the whole thing. There's no theory here. I don't come out with, well, this should work. You know, if we book a client here, this should actually happen. No. It's what happens. We notice what happens. We pay attention. All right, so there's no theory. There's what actually works in real life, in the real world we face every day, and on the front lines of PR. Now, as I said earlier, we are calling for a doubling of everyone's success here this year. 2010 is the year our clients can double everything, from our blessings to our incomes to your success and to your accomplishments. So it's the year of doubling. All right. So we wanted to talk a little bit about what are the two most important characteristic traits of Annie's wildly successful authors and experts. All right, a little bit of our promo here. What is the number one thing these authors and experts that became wildly successful believe to be true? We're going to tell you what they believe to be true. And what were the most relevant and life-changing risks these clients were willing to take? Some critical information here. We noticed that the answers seem across very successful clients. We also have 9 principles of success. And these are all from the clients who went on to just, you know, be amazing. And they learned through our publicity model how to expand, how to embrace, how to understand their talent, live their destiny, and live the life of their dreams. So, Stacey, before we ask some of these questions about the answer, the character traits and the one thing they believe to be true, what are some of the real stories that our clients have accomplished? And remember, this is just a sampling.
Right.
If I were to tell you everything that our clients accomplished, it would be pages and pages and pages long on my website. 10 pages. It'd be a football field long.
There's not enough bandwidth.
I guess you can always buy more, but
yeah, I mean,
there's so many success stories.
And that is so amazing to us, and not necessarily amazing. Obviously, we know that our strategies work, but we love it when we see it in action, right? We always want you to get your mission, your message in motion, so that's what's important, okay? And so we sat down and picked out these 9 success stories, and we'll just run down them really quickly so you can get an idea of what's possible for anyone and everyone on the line and out there today. One client created this is the ultimate, right? This is
mm-hmm.
what we are all striving for, the ultimate competitive advantage for himself. And what is that? That he has no competitors. He is the guy.
So
no matter if you're a business or a client or anything, they always choose this particular client. When they call, they want him and only him. Right.
Did he tell you the story? When
Which
he went
story?
In, so they flew him to New York City, right?
Oh,
life,
that's right.
You know, this huge thing. And he's, you know, wondering who's his competition, like who's he going to be, you know, up
right.
against, right?
He's going to be interrogated, yeah.
Yeah, like you know, what other firms are vying for this? There were no other businesses. They were looking at no other consultants. They were looking at no other businesses or professionals to hire. They wanted to hire him and him alone because they saw him on all of the TV shows. This client went on Fox, CNBC, CNN as the expert, lots of print, and just was out there making a name for himself and showing that he was playing at the top levels. When you want to play at the top, hang out at the top. What better than hang out at Fox News, you know, or CNN or CNBC? Hang out there. You can
tell
get
everybody
there.
You're hanging out there.
Tell someone.
Right?
Yeah.
Tell everybody you're hanging out there.
Mm-hmm.
Leverage your appearances. Which
yeah.
is what this client was able to do.
Able to do that. And well, this is called the ladder strategy, and our loyal followers will know that we simply created a nice visual name for a strategy that's designed for you to create your ultimate levels of success and reach them. Ladder strategy. Each rung prepares you for the next rung above. It's your launch pad for the next rung. And the idea is to get up these rungs very fast. You can run up the ladder if you want to, but there's a little bit of a structure to this. This way, when you do get to your biggest creme de la creme media, such as Fox Business, CNN, CNBC, Associated Press Wire Service, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, you're ready, okay? You're ready, and that's important. You don't want to start out way at the top like that, because you wouldn't get booked that high that quickly, because there has to be a level of credibility that you bring with you. Okay, so it would be rare. The level of credibility is determined by not only your accomplishments, you know, in your educational background and your history and your books and many things in your bio, but also by your media bio. Remember, media begets media. The stronger your media bio, the more media will want you and the more you qualify for the major media. We had another client, and this, I was just telling someone this morning that we put a client on a national show, and on the air with us, he did a teleseminar with us. Of course, everyone can access that teleseminar. It's at anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm, and that's our recording replay page. And all these stories are up there, because I interview people. Everyone has a success story. There's so many. I could be busy for a year doing recordings. And everyone who's had a positive experience, because it becomes so much more than just doing an interview. It becomes about outreach, living the life of your dream, expanding, realizing how good you really are. You know, this is what matters to people. So we asked him, I said, what is your return on investment? You know, for what you paid us, for what you got in return. Now remember, we're pay for placement. There are no retainers. I don't believe in the retainer business model. You know that. Why? Because you never know what you're going to get. And I had this one story with a gentleman who did a retainer, and he paid $11,000 for a radio campaign where he got 10 interviews on college-level stations. Now, everyone deserves to hear everyone's message, but I said, what possessed you? 10 interviews at ours would be a quarter of the price, maybe a third of that price, and there would be no college stations. No internet stations. He did college in an internet or two. There would be no weekend stations. There would be no overnight stations. Only the mega of the mega, the big of the big. I said, what possessed you? What possessed you to do this? I'm honest with the client. You know, he laughed. He goes, I don't know. They sent me a really pretty, you know, proposal of everything they're going to try and do for me. Now, the stations he got booked on would crawl through glass for this type of expert. Because that's how good he is. I mean, he deserved number one. He deserved the big shows. He deserved to be way successful and come out with shows that have name brand dropping appeal, that have credibility, you know, with celebrity hosts. He deserved all this. So that $11,000 was basically down the tubes. He said, oh, well, they gave me a proposal that promised me everything they would try. See, that's why we don't do proposals. And we're a non-retainer-based firm, meaning pay-for-placement. I guarantee everything. And that's fun because I can guarantee you that you're going to achieve all of the media that we determine in our strategy session that will help you be successful. And I like that because it allows you to access the most powerful media in the country. And that is one of the things that all of our experts did. Because, now here's the key, because there were no internet shows, no weekend shows, and these are fine shows, but not for the, not for what we offer. No overnights, no weekends, no internet, no college, all right? No outskirts shows. So let's say a show, you have a market in Chicago, and there's a radio show that's on the outskirts of Chicago. It's nice. It's great. I mean, they reach people, but they're not like the player show in Chicago. Free with our campaign. So what we did was we were able to buy these to create these incredibly strong media bios for our clients that we leveraged into huge opportunities. That was one of the underlying strategies that they got. They realized they didn't have to take small shows in small markets. We could reach those via the nationally big-name syndicated markets. So they started to build up these media bios. Now remember, nothing impresses the media more than a well-packaged, well-developed expert who knows his message. We would teach messaging. What is your message? How do you express it? So they got a lot of excellent training. So did I tell you the 80,000? I mean, it broke our computer. This guy says that you put him on a national show. I said, so what was your return? He goes, it was 80,000%. Remember that, Steve?
Yes, it was. It broke our calculators. Exploded.
I'm telling you, my calculator exploded. I couldn't even comprehend the number. I said, wow, you really made that much? He goes, uh-huh. I said, whoa. It is return on investment. See, my eye is always on return on investment. What are you going to get that's measurable? All right? Measurable in terms of building you, building power, positioning you to go out and earn more money, and also just feeding your soul, giving you the chance to share and change lives. Okay? These are important things that we like to make sure our clients are always experiencing. This was another great story. One of our clients, he didn't tell me this when he signed on, but he had an injury, and he was a sole proprietor. And what happens when you have a back injury? There's surgeries. You're on your back. I mean, you lose your business, right?
This is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. This is a good one. And he didn't tell me. He didn't cry and make me responsible for his future or anything like that. He just signed up. Well, we got to work. We created social relevancy for him. We tied him into the news stories of the day. We made him a very big deal in his industry. We were able to secure our campaign, what I promised. The interviews in the top 35 markets in the country, regional and nationally syndicated shows. We booked him like we would book anyone else. Well, turns out, he winds up becoming so successful so quickly that he not only rebuilt his practice, basically overnight, in the short time that he did the radio with us, he had to turn away 40 new clients. That's how quickly. Yeah. And we just did our job. And then one day I happened to answer the phone, and he called, and I said, okay, so great. So how'd everything go? And, how'd you enjoy everything? He goes, well, I didn't tell you this, but when I came to you, I was rolling the dice. I was broke, lost everything. I had just enough for the campaign, and I said, you know what? I'm rolling the dice. I'm giving you guys a little bit of clue here, some clues as to the attributes, the 9 attributes that really set successful authors, experts, analysts, speakers apart. I gave you a clue right there. Okay. Oh, here's another good one. Another client turned our big city radio campaign into over $100,000 of income. He came on, he told us his story. He told how he did it. I won't go into how he did it. You can listen to the MP3. But it's there. Strategy's there. You see, you can do this thing. And I'll give you the underlying theme there. Relationship. Has anyone Googled anything lately? And all the stuff comes up. Stuff, stuff, stuff. You are on a wild goose chase. You don't know where to turn. You don't trust anybody. One link leads to another link. Before you know it, you're in Timbuktu. You want to buy a product, but you can't find the right one that has credibility. Okay. When you do radio or appear on the media, you start to create your relationship. That gives you a huge advantage. Because when people are searching on the Internet, it's very hard to build a relationship when you're searching on the Internet and links are going all over the place and everybody's doing a hard sell and you just get lost, right? You're begging for the Internet to give you someone to trust and no one comes up. All right, you go with the name brand. Think about it. Let's say you're hunting, and eventually you're going to buy the name brand. It's about branding. So remember, that's about branding yourself. So when people are searching for your services, they see your name, and it's a branded name. All right, they've seen you on TV. They've heard you on the Internet. They've read about you in newspapers and magazines. You see how we're now leveraging publicity? We're leveraging. This is what I mean by that. When I say apply your publicity to your marketing, this is what I mean by that. Help you build credibility. All right, build to get these relationships. So how did he turn our little, you know, interview campaign, relatively speaking, price wise, into this $100,000 of income and more actually? Okay, I'll let you listen to that to find that out. But one of the things that one of the secrets I'm revealing here is media helps you build a relationship, helps others decide to use you. Because with all the clutter now, see, the clutter's our friend. We love clutter on the Internet. Why? Because we know what we know. We know that they're going to buy name brand. We know they're going to buy the person they know, love, and trust. We know they're going to buy from the person they see on the shows or hear on the radio interviews. That's terrific. So let the Internet be as cluttered as it wants to be, because you're going to stand out. Okay. Oh, this is one of my favorite stories. Stacy, would you like to tell us our Joe story, our Average Joe? This is how it all started.
Right.
We actually interviewed Average Joe first.
Right. Mm-hmm. Where it all began,
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of time. Well, in terms of our Average Joe story, I mean, this story, it just keeps going and going and growing and growing. He was able to, and even though he understood and book sales aren't the focal point of the radio campaign and of our PR campaign, he was able to sell over 25,000 books. And I think that's even gotten higher. I think he's upwards towards 50,000 books now. And, of course, tripling his speaking fees and being able to do back-of-the-room sales and corporate sales, he is actually charging around $20,000 per speaking event at this time. And it all began with doing several rounds of the major top market radio campaign, getting that solid foundation, what we like to call the nucleus of that ladder strategy going, and really buying into the opportunities when they arose, knowing that he would always be able to. And this is one of my favorite things that he told us during his Real Story teleseminar, is that he knew that appearing on Fox News or Bloomberg or CNN, that no one could ever take that away from him. He was always going to be known as a featured expert on Fox Business. And he was using that, leveraging it. I mean, he did an amazing job. Annie, I know he was also able to hire a full-time marketing person, scheduling his speaking engagements because he was so successful.
Important little tidbit there, hire a marketing person in-house.
Foreshadowing, right.
Yep, you gave a little hint.
Right.
A little hint.
Right, so
right.
He was one of our favorite stories,
mm-hmm.
and really what spurred
well, and you know why I love this story,
theory.
Too? He
yeah.
signed on with us, like, September
mm-hmm.
of right before the crash, right before that whole bailout
right.
thing, right?
Right.
Right then and there. He
yeah.
signed on, like, right about there. And this all happened to him, you know, during what probably is the Great Recession. And by February, he was charging $20,000 up from $3,000. So he did all of this in the recession, right? He was able to just move forward in blind faith, again, or in faith, took the leap of faith, and move forward and go for it. And then he built a team, okay, to help him. Quiz later. We have a lot of clients. Remember, we package, we develop, we create, we bring out your mission, your message, we bring out your greatness, we bring out your cutting edge. By the time you get to the shows with us, you're more than ready to excel, and our clients do excel. So we have numerous clients who go on these shows, especially their local hometown, you know, market show, like the morning show in your hometown, and get regular spots. Now, what does that do for your positioning? Now you're a regular contributor to a blank, blank, blank news network show out of a major city. Huge, huge, huge. In terms of competitive advantage, you got the jobs. You got all the jobs. Oh, one of these stories, another great one, and then we're going to go into our points here, is a gentleman came to us, and he said his story is up there, too, at nhjenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. And he said, you know, he deserved everything. He deserved to get this business, but he just couldn't close it. I just can't close the deal, he said. I'm up for all these big speaking events, but they're just not choosing me. So Stacy goes, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do for you. He goes, we are going to get you on national TV, because he deserved to be on. Deserved. Great topic. He was good. Very strong. Needed to be packaged, developed, presented to the media, and secured. Okay? Remember, we're competing. We're competing with hundreds and hundreds of people who want these spots. We have to be the one that gets chosen. Our expert has to be chosen. Period. Okay? So we know what to do to get you booked. And we were able to get him booked. And before you know it, he calls back. He goes, I'm closing everything now. Mission accomplished. He's now closing all his deals and very busy as a speaker. And it's just made the whole difference in his life. The whole difference in his life. Okay? Because he made a decision that he, in fact, just about, this might have been one of those New Year's Eve things too, New Year's resolutions. Because I remember him sending me an email saying, I've made a decision. I'm going to take everything you offer, and we're going to see what happens. Again, another clue right there. All right, so, a couple of things. I want to know, I could quiz you, but there's so many things that do separate, you know, our authors, but one of the two most important character traits is that they have commitment and they have knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So the two most important character traits of our wildly successful authors and experts, commitment and knowledge. Commitment that they know they want this goal. And knowledge to back it up, knowledge of how to get there. And that comes through our training, our development, and our expansion model. The number one thing they believe to be true, okay, above everything else, and we'll go into more detail, is they believe that this was their best investment. They were their best investment. Investing in themselves was where they had to put their money now. All right, good. And what was the most relevant and life-changing risk these successful clients were willing to take? That's it. Take the risk of believing in a proven publicity strategy, that leap of faith. They're willing to take that risk and meet us halfway. And you can see the amazing success models that they created for themselves. Now, what we've done is we've been able to break down what we found to be the 9 most common characteristics and traits of our average Joe. And I really want to focus on average Joe for a minute. This is just like you and me, average people, out there every day, working, honest living, doing the best we can, taking care of our families, doing everything, and we just want to be successful. So we're not fancy, you know, we're not celebrities, we're not best-selling authors from maybe 20 years ago, you know, we are, and we're not all these people who can just pick up the phone and get booked, okay, because they're hunted for. You know, we're not Demi Moore, we're not all these people. We're normal, average Joes and Janes who want to expand ourselves and live the life of our dreams. Is it possible in today's environment? Absolutely yes, and it's more possible now than ever before in my entire career in publicity. Our business spans over 15 years. We've seen it all. We started before there was an internet. That's another story. Okay, so here we go. Stacey,
yeah.
The number one thing that our clients were willing to do that they knew to be true in their heart. I'll let you take it from here.
Well, the number one thing that they knew to be true, as you say, is that they were ready to invest. They were committed. All of the average Joes in our Success Stories Strike It Rich series were absolutely ready to invest in themselves. And they believed that they were their best investment. You know, and many were book authors, experts in their area of expertise. These average Joes had a well-defined business model, which is really important in terms of your success. They were able to optimize this business model to meet the demand of the marketplace. They were ready for action. And that's really important. We talk to so many people that, that maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't do it. You know when you're ready to go. And when you're ready to start running, I mean, it's like you will never, ever stop, just
mm-hmm.
like our average Jojo, right?
Yeah, exactly.
he just kept going
and more success
happened, because when you're out there and you're playing the game, I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
a big chance you're going to win.
Huge opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we mean by a business model? What do we mean that they had a well-defined business model? That is, they knew how they made their money. They knew they were consultants. They knew they were speakers. They knew they counseled clients, whatever. They understood the business model. And then they were able to take these media placements and leverage them into their business model so they can enjoy the new clients, the big speaking events. All right, so they had a business model that had nothing to do with a book or a product, remember. Okay, because that's small potatoes when you think about it. Yeah, it's great to sell 50,000, but if you set out to sell 50,000 books, you can't get there from here. Right? You can't. You have to go out and build yourself. It's the brand that sells the books, not just the book being sold. And because the book is not alive. The book is an inanimate object. The book is you. You are the energy behind the book. You bring that book alive. You become the brand. The book becomes a showcase of your knowledge. You drive yourself forward. And when your audience builds a relationship with you, your book is a sale. It's a no-brainer. They're going to buy your book because they love you and they trust you. And again, remember, with all this stuff on the internet where you're led from link to link to link and you go all over the world and you have no clue and you give up, this doesn't happen with well-branded people because when customers or clients feel like, I'm never going to find anybody, and they see that the brand is in front of them, they're going to grab the brand. It's not about how much you cost anymore. It's about the brand of trust, that they know you're going to be there tomorrow. They know you're an expert. They've seen you. They know who you are, and they're just going to wind up hiring you. It's the way it's working right now. So they're ready to invest in themselves and their business models because publicity, appearing on the major shows, appearing as the quoted expert in name-dropping magazines, online TV shows are becoming popular now. This is all a very big way to show that you have risen to the top of your industry, you're a national expert, and you're a thought leader. Who doesn't want to hire that? Especially businesses that now, in this new economy that we're just about to step into, it's going to be all about the management of funds correctly. No throwing away money, all right? No just, you know, hiring the cheapest. Buy cheap, buy twice. They're going to invest their dollars into people that can earn a return for them. So if you're let's say you're a motivational speaker for the business community, well, if you can show that you can motivate that workforce to go out and do their best and feel that they really take ownership of their actions, ownership of what they do in the business workplace, that's going to turn into increased revenue for the company. They're going to want to hire you back because you're good for them. You're good for their bottom line. And that's what's going to happen now. We're going to see CEOs making better decisions about what's good for their bottom line, their shareholders, not just what's good for them, but what's good for their entire company, everything from the employees to the shareholders, and you know what? And for themselves, all right? A triple win, we call that. We love that. All right, were they committed? Here's another important thing is we found the level of commitment to be extremely high. They were committed to their outcome. They were not always asking questions. Yeah, but how? But yeah, but why? But yeah, but how? You know, sometimes, and I'll tell you something, sometimes I'll interview a business strategist, may even have a PhD in a related area, and it's still in theory, because they still don't know the strategy for themselves. And I'm thinking it's very interesting that a business strategist who presents to corporations doesn't have a business strategy for themselves. Very curious. But you know what it's because? It's because it's the old school of thinking in theory rather than in frontline technology or frontline strategy. So this person has to be taught how to create a business strategy for themselves. And then once they get the hang of it, like, oh yeah, here's how I apply my knowledge to real world, there's going to be no stopping them. But you've got to make that transition now to applying your knowledge to real world situations. All right, so you can then expand yourself and live the life that you've always wanted to. Plenty of money, plenty of business, effortless business, they're coming to you. Marketing that you love, right, that brings the clients to you. And it's one great circle. I mean, you just end a day can't waiting to begin the next day. That's how we are here. Seriously, that's how we are. Just yesterday I called, now Stacy and I have been, every morning we have a phone call right before the business day, and I say, I'm so excited, I can't wait to live this day. And she laughs because every morning it's the same thing. because we have so many things to look forward to this during the day. And that's what my clients had that were wildly successful, committed to their outcomes, excited about it. Like, what's the day going to bring? What kind of placements are we going to get today? What kind of news can I tie into? How can I expand myself? What can I add to my blog that's going to show that I know what I'm talking about? They wanted success, and they were willing to go for it with gusto. So no low-energy people. They were ready. When you're ready to invest in yourself and you're committed, you have a certainty level. Certainty breeds confidence, breeds energy. All right? And just keep going forward. Never look back. Keep going forward. They wanted to showcase themselves. Another tip, Stacy, showcasing themselves is a very important principle.
It's really important, mm-hmm. and it wasn't just showcasing their book, because, you know, the book is a showcase of your talent, right? It's showcasing themselves, wanting to reach that national expert status level within their area of expertise and their industry. These people stood ready to showcase their talent and knowledge in their book and also in their interviews. By doing this, they are creating certainty, right? Clients love to feel certainty in their decisions, that they are making the perfect choice. And you know what? The media is the same way. That's why we've created so many strategies to help you create that certainty that you are the perfect choice. Now, your client base is also going to know that you are the one that they can count on. They're going to feel great about hiring you. You're letting them sample your knowledge by showcasing yourself with your book, showcasing yourself, your expertise on a website, and by also building a strong bio full of certainty, full of third-party approval, seals of approval from the media, from testimonials, from other big-level colleagues in your industry, just brand name names and people and companies. So you're able to showcase yourself, your client base, your target marketplace. They understand that you are the expert in the industry. And, you know, at that point, and Annie talked about this previously, you know, you choose the brand. It doesn't matter how much it costs. Right, because you are absolutely sure that you're making the right choice based on a track record that is just, it's solid as a rock, and you can't change that. So it's not about how much you're going to be charging in your fees, what's going to be the dent in their pocket immediately, but it's what you can deliver, and what you can deliver to them with certainty, and that they'll be able to reap the rewards forever down the road. It continues to give back and give back. So when you're showcasing yourself and you know you're able to, and that's what one of your goals are through your book, through your website, through your media appearances, through your presentations to your prospective clients, you want to showcase yourself and put your best foot forward every single time. We talk to our clients and a lot of these average Joes. They were successful because they stacked the deck. We help them. We show them the way, how to stack the deck in your favor. So at some point, I mean, there's no way anyone could say no to these particular people. And the people that are really, again, want to invest in themselves, literal review, investing in themselves, are committed to the outcome, will drop everything, does everything with gusto, really high energy, right? And then they want to showcase. They showcase themselves. The other thing, another characteristic of these average Joe's success stories, was that they were all content driven. That is, they understood that it's content that's king and it's not outright promotion. You know, book promotion, self-promotion was not their primary goal. Their goals were to share their messages and do an outstanding job on the interviews so everyone's lives could be better. Again, a lot of these characteristics, they overlap each other. Right? They wanted to showcase themselves. They wanted to offer advice. They wanted to help their target audience not get into their pockets. Okay? When you have content as your goal, offering your message and advice as your goal, you'll find that you get an amazing return on your investment down the road, that you're building those relationships Annie spoke about earlier. okay? You have a bigger vision than just how many books can I sell or how many people can sign up on my website when I hang up this phone after this radio interview. It's so much bigger than that. I'm concerned with book sales, you know, although, you know, an average Joe, when we talked about him, our average Joe, he sold over 50,000 books without even trying because it was a side effect. It just happened because he was out there helping people. Okay, so that's really important. You want to stay content-driven in your media appearances, you know, in how you're representing yourself and showcasing yourself to the world. It's about
absolutely.
What you can do to help them.
Yeah, content is king. Absolutely. You know, forget about your book. Just forget about it for now. It's not a big model for you. It's going to happen later when it's embedded into your business model. Because I'll tell people, you know, if they say all they want to do is sell my self-published book, and the only outlet they really have is the online bookseller, I'll say, you know, I don't think you're going to sell enough books to even pay your electric bill. Because that's how hard it is now. There's so many books out now. Last I saw a figure that had 500,000 books being published in a year now. That's a huge amount of people vying for sales. And it's just tough. People don't have the money anymore. There's so much online. Now, here's the thing. There's so much online information, right? But as I told you before, the online information is muddled. And when it is muddled, people are going to say, you know what, I'm just going to get the book. You know, because it's not, I know I trust the author, I'm just going to get the book. Forget about this internet search. It's taking me an hour to find out one thing, I'm buying the book. Let it be your book because they hear about you on the air. So you see how you can't judge the success of any campaign by did I sell a book during the interview. That's the kiss of death because that keeps you focused so minute on a couple of dollars when we've got our eyes on millions. All right? We want to know that we're in a strategy that's going to take time to unfold and it's going to land us into the six-figure or seven-figure range. That's the idea behind the doubling of everything this year. And start to think about a broader model, a broader business model that's all about content, visibility, staying in front of your target audience, staying in front of your market, letting them know you are number one. And when you know you're good, you're good. You know you're good, you're able to tell people why you're good because it's fact. It's fact. You don't feel funny saying, well, I'm very strong. I understand how to brand you and bring you to, you know, to a point where you're considered one of the top experts in your field. If you know how to do that, you have proof that you've done it for thousands of clients, hundreds of clients, tens of clients. We've done it for thousands of clients. We know we can do it because we do it. We know the formula, right? So I'm able to say I can do it. I know what I can accomplish. And I'm willing to say what I can accomplish and back it up with a 100% guarantee, all right, with our pay-per-placement model. That's a very strong business model. You know, I remember in the day, Stacey, when we were the first ones out with the model, it was, like, so different. And everybody wondered, how are they ever going to stay in business with a model that guaranteed outcomes? Well, not only did we stay in business, but now we run circles around the industry, all right, because it's a strong model. It works. It is based in solid economic principles, and that's why this model has worked so magnificently. Our experts took responsibility for their success. They held themselves responsible for their own success. They met us halfway. It wasn't, so, what are you going to do for me to make me a New York Times bestseller? We've all heard that, right? See, that's not a good question to ask. The question, he's laughing. The question is 50-50. Meet me halfway, you know, because I can bring you the media. I can get you booked. I can suggest this very strong media outreach and powerful business strategy, but you've got to bring me halfway. Well, you have to engage the audience, and of course you get training, media training here. Engage the audience, create a compelling call to action, and really get into their lives, their hearts, their feelings. What are they feeling right now, and why are you the answer? When you combine all this in your interviews, you know, you're creating the best case scenario for them to take action and buy your book. That's meeting me 50-50. We package, create socially relevant, hand pitch you to the media. You were presented to the media. We argue your case. We book the media where we have to crawl through the glass to get you booked, right? We are the ones who have to prove why you deserve that show. Because remember, the show needs a triple win. They need to have ratings. They survive on advertising. They need a great show. The host needs a great show. The audience has to hold on to your every word. They don't want to go anywhere. because once you, you know, habits are broken, they go to a different station, they may not come back. You also want something for yourself. You want to be able to create something, some outcome for yourself, whether it's everyone coming to you, some people who are interested, coming to your website, becoming part of your community, buying your services perhaps, buying your book, of course, why not? Buying any other products you have, or just hanging out as a member of your community, seeing what you're all about, and maybe in a year from now they'll be ready to hire you. Now that's what you want. You want to create an outcome for yourself. See how it's not about a book sale? When you're focused on, I have to sell books during this interview, you're focused on very small deliverable, a small deliverable that is quickly used up, okay, in the course of life. But when you invest in your community, you take everybody, you welcome everybody in with open arms. Come into my community. You don't have to buy anything to be here. I want to help you be your personal best. I'm invested in your future. I want to see you do well. You know, you're going to have so much business. It's just going to come through the doors because you're the kind of person that people resonate to. You're the kind of person people hope is out there to help them. It's not all about money. It's not all about, well, how much do you have in your pocket? Right? It's about, when you're about, how can I help you really, how can I help you achieve your goals and dreams? How can I create products that help my clients achieve their goals and dreams? That's when success happens. So our clients all bought into that. They had terrific attitudes. Stacey, you know, they were great to work with. I mean, attitudes were terrific.
And that's really important. When you're willing to buy into our proven and advanced publicity and marketing strategy, you have given yourself the key to success, as I like to say. You're not fighting it the whole way. When you're optimistic and everyone within the process wants to over-deliver for you, it just makes the entire experience a lot better for you. A terrific attitude is really important. Okay, when you have a great attitude, good energy, high level of let's just vibrance on your interviews, I mean, the host is going to want to over-deliver for you. You're going to resonate. You're going to attract the audience. So it's really important. I can't even stress how important it is to have a really good attitude. Be very optimistic, very high energy. You know, when you're like that, everything that you touch, it seems to turn to gold, and it all starts with an optimistic belief in the Annie Jennings PR strategy, as well as your ability to trust in the tried and true plan that has worked for numerous, countless of clients for us. So having a great attitude is really important, knowing that when you say you're available, you're going to be available. A lot of people will even make this media and the strategy, which is really important, the priority. So you drop everything. You know, that's having an attitude like that will go an absolute long way in your success. And that does overlap and kind of bleed into this next characteristic because you have confidence. Having confidence in us as your publicist, as your strategist. You know, it's the average Joe's understood that we are professionals, that Annie Jennings PR is a professional firm, and we know what we're doing. I actually would say to some clients who didn't have this particular characteristic that questioned the whole way, I would say, well, you know, what's your area of expertise? Oh, you know, I know about cell phones and technology, and I work with this big company. I said, okay, well, that's why I would come to you for cell phone advice. I don't tell you how to do your job. We know how to do our job, and this characteristic is really important. To have the confidence in knowing that we've been doing this for over 15 years is critical. When you believe our mission statement, that we are in this for your success, and that we hold ourselves to higher standards, that is going to move you to the next level. And our mission statement, if you aren't aware of what it is that we're in this for the betterment of all. Just five simple words, for the betterment of all. And our average Joes understood that we really meant it. They understood that we have developed business models over the years, ever evolving, that deliver outcomes that you, our clients, can use for your own mega success. Okay. Also, knowing in your gut, we spoke about this earlier. One of our success stories just knew he had to roll the dice with us. He followed his instincts, his gut feeling, because he was at rock bottom. This was the particular average Joe who had a back injury and lost a lot of his business and his clients, and really was saying, you know what, this is my last budget for the year. I'm gonna invest it in Annie Jennings because it just feels right. You know, in hiring us, the average Joes, they all went with their instincts and their gut feelings, that they were making the ideal choice for themselves. You know, and why did they do that? It all comes back to certainty, right? I mean, again, one of the characteristics they have, certainty. You have to be certain that you're making the right choice. And we're able to prove that with our track record. And that's what we are helping our clients do. And these characteristics are key in achieving that. In having that certainty that you are the tops in your industry. Having that third-party seal of approval that CNN invites you back again and again. So, of course, your clients are going to think, hey, listen, if they're good enough for CNN, they're good enough for me. And that can never be taken away. So knowing in your gut that we're the right choice, you know, follow your gut feeling. Also, another characteristic, and this is the ninth characteristic that we have that's really important, high energy, again, just kind of couples with that terrific attitude. You're ready for success, and these average Joes took action, right? They all had, you know, just high levels of energy. They were at a stage in their careers where their success mattered a great deal to them. They had visions and goals for themselves, and they wanted to achieve them, and they bought into strategy and were able to achieve them. And you'll be able to listen to all of these other real average Joe success stories, the Strike It Rich stories, available for download at anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm. You'll be able to hear all of the stories, along with even more teleseminars for your success. There and hopefully can apply them to your publicity strategy as well. So I think we're going to get into wrap-up mode here for this
wrap-up mode. Mm-hmm. I know. And you know what? One thing about it, I just wanted to add, Stacey, a lot of people say magic happens here in Annie Jennings PR, and it really does seem like magic. It seems like magic, but I'll tell you one thing. It's intent and strategy. And that's the truth. It happens because we have intent and we have strategy. We have commitment. We have knowledge. So those are the keys to become very successful this 2010. And we want everyone to double. Go for a doubling. Call for a doubling of every single thing you have. And put the time in. Put the time in to double everything that you have. All right, and then we'll check in with you and see how we've done over the course of the year. And it's been wonderful, wonderful today sharing the characteristics of success that many of our wildly successful authors and experts shared with us, or we noticed in working with them. And again, it's only a sampling. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients who all have achieved these levels of success and are out there right now. And they're your competitors, by the way. They're following our principles. They're out there. They're landing their deals. They're speaking. They're not even in a recession. They're getting more business than they did in the recessionary period. That's what we want for you. We believe in competition. We believe in that there can be more than one person at the top. There can be 5 people at the top, 10 people, 100 people at the top, and one of those people can be you. We don't have to let one per person be wildly successful at the expense of everyone else. Everyone can be wildly successful. All right, and there is a strategy for each and every person, and I truly believe that, and you're going to hear that in the other audios that you listen to. We go into that in more detail in those at anniejenningspr.com/publicitypro.htm, and that's a wrap, Stacey.
Thank you, Annie, for having me. And
all right, talk to everyone next time.
Okay.
Bye now. Bye. Bye-bye.